Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Alice Grimm of Riverside, who received several state fair ribbons for her crocheted works.
How long have you been crocheting?
Probably over 40 years. Shortly after we were married, I, for some reason, decided I wanted to do it because my grandmother used to crochet, and my mother never did. So I decided to teach myself to crochet. And I started with yarns like afghans, doing granny squares, making afghans, and I did a lot with yarn. And then maybe 10 or 12 years ago, I did some in thread, and I like the thread better now, and I don't do much in yarn.
What do you like more about doing thread type of crocheting?
It's the kind of thing you can take along with you. So if I go somewhere, like camping for a weekend, I wouldn't want some big, heavy, bulky thing that I'd have to take in a big bag. But a crochet piece like any one of these that are under 20 inches, and you get started, and it's just simple to take along, fold it up, put it in a little bag, and there you go. And I like working with it now.
When did you start competing in the Iowa State Fair?
When we first started camping at the fair in the mid-90s, my husband had to work, so I was alone for a couple of days. And I saw something that interested me that said, Fastest Fingers Competition. So I decided, okay, I'll check this out. Well, there was an actual contest where they provide thread and yarn, they provide the hooks, they provide the pattern, and you sit there with a bunch of other, and I think it was always ladies, never men, but the first year I attempted it, I won first place in one category and second place in the other category with, you know, 10 ladies sitting beside you. And it was nothing more than who can read the pattern. Everybody was doing the same exact thing with their materials. Whoever got the most done in a measured amount of time, first, second. And I was so excited, and it's like, I'm hooked. And that's when I started doing more crochet and looking for more patterns and realized I could then take them to the fair for a competition. And I did it, and I won a couple ribbons the first year, and so since then I've been hooked. So I'd probably say since the mid-90s, mm-hmm. I've taken a number of pieces to the fair.
Pun intended with the hooked. So what do you love about the Iowa State Fair? What else do you guys partake in every year?
There's everything we like about the fair. And 11 days of the contents of the buildings change. The flowers. Inside the agricultural building are the flowers. And every other day or every day they change from gladiolas to bonsai trees to roses, green plants, you name it, and it changes a lot as a competition. There are people that come and bring their cut flowers and make different arrangements out of them. And that changes almost every other day. We've gone to the Axe at the fair, the Pioneer Hall, which is one of our favorite places with the antiques, and the old-time competition, which several years ago I was actually picked to be a judge for that. I was asked to do it from a lady I know that was in the building and asked, and I did it, and I had to judge little children on the stage telling jokes. I've judged one that was the kids calling their moms, the mom calling contest. I was a judge in the beard contest, which was totally awesome, and it's got me hooked on it, so now I go watch the beard contest because it's so much fun. Those fellas are great. And entertaining just to watch the beard contest for more than just length. I just like everything about the fair. We like the animals. We like chickens. One of our traditions, one of the first years that my husband and I were there, was we heard there was a rooster crowing contest. Real roosters, real male chickens that have a contest. And the owner of the chicken would come and in a certain amount of time, a counter, which my husband and I have done many years, we had to count the number of times the rooster crowed in about 20 minutes. And sometimes our chickens sit there for the whole 20 minutes and never crow. And then I think it was last year my chicken crowed close to 30 times in 20 minutes. And the chicken that I had to judge, not my personal chicken, someone else's, won the contest because it crowed almost 30 times in 20 minutes. And that's just one of the things we now do. It's our tradition to make sure we're there that morning, bright and early, to hear the roosters crow. And it's just fun.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Riverside crocheter Alice Grimm. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.